Hi there, and welcome to episode 41 of the Smart English Coach podcast, the podcast that gets you to advanced English level fast. This episode is for you if you dream of a job where English is important. This could be a job in an English-speaking country, or a job working for an international company, or even a job where you need to speak English with colleagues and clients. For all these types of jobs, you'll probably need to prepare an English CV, also known as a resume. And this can be the thing that stops you. Not everybody knows how to write a CV in English. So in this episode, I've got some help for you. Let me just say before we start that I'm running a free workshop on how to write a CV, and I'll give you the details at the end of this episode. Okay, so how do you write a CV in English? What things should you do, and what things should you avoid? Bear in mind that this advice is for CVs and resumes written in English, so some of it might surprise you. It's easier to start with the things that you shouldn't do. Basically, don't write anything that could be used to discriminate against you. You might be interested to know that some companies have what we call blind CVs. These are CVs which have no personal information about you, not even your name. Because, unfortunately, some employers might discriminate against you if you have a non-English sounding name. So the key piece of advice, don't put information on your CV like your date of birth or your residency status. But also, it means that you shouldn't include details that make your CV look negative in any way. So if you were fired from a job, or if you had an illness which stopped you from working for a period of time, there's no need to include it in your CV. Of course, people might ask you about it at interview, but you don't need it on your CV. Now, some people believe that a CV means putting everything they've ever done on their CV, explaining every career move, every change of job, but this simply isn't true. Your CV shouldn't really be more than 2 pages, so you'll need to decide what should go into your CV. And this leads me on to my next point, which is think like the employer. To help you choose what to include in your CV, you'll need to think from the point of view of the employer. So just 3 questions here. What sort of person do they want for the job? What skills, qualifications, or experience do they want to see? And what achievements and success stories will impress them? When you answer these questions, you'll probably realize that your secondary school or high school education isn't as important as your degree or as your recent work-related qualifications, or that your summer holiday work 20 years ago has no relevance to the job you want. But it also means that you'll need to choose examples of your recent career successes and examples of how you've used the skills that the job requires. It also means that you have to provide a sort of career story in your CV where the employer can see how you've progressed and how everything so far has led you to this point. You'll need to show that you're ready for the job and that you will be a success in it. Now, of course, there's a lot more I could say at this point. For example, we would need to talk about how you format your CV, basically what type of CV is best for you. And we would need to talk about how to write your CV, the words to use that make your CV interesting and impressive, and the words to avoid because they will kill your CV. And all of that is going to be in the free workshop on March the 8th. I'll show you how to present your CV and how to package it, so format, style, and wording. I'll show you the things to avoid and the 5 rules to write a perfect CV. You can get all the details and the link to join the workshop on this page, smartenglishcoach.com/CV. I'll also put the link in the show notes. See you there! Thank you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss any of my tips. Speak soon.